called against Mallory Heyer. It'll be Wisconsin ball. Wisconsin, after not making a field goal in the first quarter, is 4 of 9 from the floor here in the second. Here comes Natalie Leitzinger. Across the timeline, Leitzinger between the circles. Grzelski will defend. Dribbling with the left hand. Guides it over to Douglas, who directs it now between the circles to Porter. Lobs at the left elbow, caught by Williams. Williams working on Hart, spinning, stepping through, up to the rim. Oh, missed it. Rebounded by Hart, Minnesota ball. Midway through the second quarter now. Driving left baseline, Grzelski. That could have been a walk. Goes up, and a hell ball called as one of the Badger players got a hand on that. It'll be Wisconsin ball after this timeout on the floor. 4:59 to play second quarter. It's Minnesota 30, Wisconsin 13. It'll be Badgers basketball after this break. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Well, today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. John Audius with you, courtside at the Kohl Center in Madison today. It's the Badgers trail Minnesota 30-13. Both these teams come in with 1-1 records in Big Ten play. Second quarter been pretty kind to Wisconsin so far. Badgers have outscored the Gophers 9-7 after a 23-4 first quarter deficit, in which Wisconsin did not make a field goal in that first quarter. So overall, the stats look like this: 52% shooting for the Gophers in this game. Wisconsin's at 18%, 4 out of 22 from the floor. But like I said earlier, still, if you want to look for the positives here, a lot of time left in this game for Wisconsin to make that comeback. And we've seen them be able to do that at times this season. Now, they obviously lost the last game against Indiana. It was a pretty lopsided loss to the Hoosiers in Bloomington, but they're at points where Wisconsin just had to, you know, come back, especially in that first quarter, and they were able. They got down big in the first, able to make it a ball game after the first quarter. So we'll see if they can work on that same type of effort or result here against the Golden Gophers. Gophers come in with a 13-1 overall record, by the way. That 13-1 start, their best since the 2018-2019 season. Here's Battle in the lane. Leitzinger tight on her defensively, bouncing back out for Heyer. Douglas nearly knocked it free. Out to Rose on the right, defended by Porter. Rose to the corner. Rose on the baseline. Fires it back out. Grzelski with three on the shot clock from the free throw line. No. Picked up by Williams. Her fourth rebound. Wisconsin running. Leitzinger leaves it down low for Douglas. Finds Williams spinning at the free throw line. Down the lane, off the backboard. It's Sarah Williams making it work. Her first field goal of the game. 30-15, the Badgers trail. 4:18 to play, second quarter. Williams now with 2 points and 4 rebounds. 1 of 7 from the floor for Sarah. She'll defend Hart on the left baseline. Her pass, Hart's pass, deflected, but it's grabbed by Grzelski trying to clear out on Kron with the left arm. No call. Shot missed down low. Rebounded by the Badgers. Here comes Kron. Fires it to the corner. Douglas catches near side. Alley bouncing. Baseline. Williams, quick turnaround shot is in. Watch out. Williams might be heating up now. Back-to-back buckets for Williams. 30-17, the lead down to 13. It was as big as 23. 6-0 Badgers run. Battle driving lane line right, kicking out to Rose. Now Grahalski grabs the pass, flips it inside. Hard on Williams, blocked by Williams. Picked up by Sarah. Here comes Wisconsin. Porter, front court. Top of the key, so slow it down. Changes direction. Now gets a screen by Williams. Right elbow, back to Sarah. How about a free throw line jumper? No, just a touch too strong. Looking for her third straight basket, couldn't grab it. Picked up Minnesota. 3 minutes to go before the half. Hart posting up on Williams. Up, no, and a foul. Williams going for that one too, trying to block that shot, but a foul instead will be called against Williams. Now that's Williams' second, so she's going to have to go to the bench. 4 points, 6 rebounds for Williams. She also has one block. Sarah now 2 blocks away from tying Cassie Rochelle for second place on the career blocks list at Wisconsin. Rochelle at 181, Williams now at 179 in her career, and a lot of basketball to be played for Sarah Williams. Hart misses the free throw for Minnesota. 6-0 run still intact for the Badgers. Here's Sophie Hart. Next one up and in. So Wisconsin did get a 6-0 run, not bad. Minnesota. McCray left baseline with 2:40 to go before the half. McCray working on Hart, now spinning on Hart, now stepping through on Hart, up with the right hand, no, missed it, short, rebound into the hands of McKinney. Here come the Golden Gophers. Gophers driving, McKinney kicking out, right side, three, up and in by Heyer. Heyer hits the three for Minnesota. Leitzinger, left arc, goes to McCray. Left baseline, out to Porter. Guides it over to Douglas for three. It's short, rebound, battle. Here comes Minnesota. Off to the far side of the court. Grahalski defended by McCray. 1:47 to go, second quarter. Now they get it to the right corner. A three by Battle is off the mark. The ball being fought for in the lane. Heyer got it stripped away. It's picked up by Porter, and here she comes into the front court. Ronnie leaves it off for Myers. Return pass to Porter. 90 seconds to play before halftime. 34-17 Minnesota. Although the Badgers have outscored the Gophers by 2 in the quarter. Screen Douglas, right half of the court. Porter has it. Soft toss over to Douglas. Steers it over to the left, and Myers. Return pass to Hallie. 5 on the shot clock. Douglas, top of the key. She'll make a move. Running lane, line left. Up and in with the left hand. Douglas attacks the rack and scores. 34-19. Minnesota leading the ball. 1 minute to go. Second quarter. Battle defended by Porter. Behind her back, behind a screen now. Battle, far half the court. Finds Heyer. Top side three is no good. Douglas grabs the rebound. Porter, front court. 40 seconds to go before halftime. 34-19 Minnesota. Porter finds McCray, mid-post left, hands back off to Ronnie. To the corner, her pass is deflected and stolen. Looking for Douglas, so picked up by Hart. And Minnesota can walk it into the front court and wait for the final shot of the second quarter. Good second quarter for Wisconsin, out shooting the Gophers 44% to 33% from the floor. Don't have to make up this deficit all at once. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. McKinney, outside right, now driving down the lane and scoring with 2 seconds in the quarter. Porter catches the inbounds pass, but Minnesota puts 2 on the board right before the buzzer. We've reached halftime now at the Kohl Center. It's the Gophers 36, the Badgers 19. Minnesota and Wisconsin playing here this afternoon. The Badgers outscoring the Gophers in the quarter, 15-13, but Minnesota leading at the break. Once again, halftime score, Minnesota 36, Wisconsin 19. Coming up at the break, my halftime interview. Earlier today, I caught up with Wisconsin freshman Jovana Spasovski. She's from Belgrade, Serbia, and we talked about her path to Madison and how she became a Badger. That interview comes your way next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Halftime in Madison in a much better second quarter than the first for Wisconsin, but the Badgers trail the Gophers 36-19 here at the break. Now, in that second quarter, Wisconsin outscored Minnesota 15-13. Five of those 15 points from freshman Jovana Spasovski. And earlier today, I had a chance to catch up with the freshman from Serbia. At the half with Wisconsin freshman Jovana Spasovski. So how did you get to Madison? What's the story of how you became a Wisconsin Badger?
Wow, well, that's a really good question because I was actually going to go to Pittsburgh first. And then I had really good conversation with Coach Mo, and then I feel like I just changed my mind and I just committed here, and it's the best decision so far that I've made ever.
What was it about the University of Wisconsin and that conversation with Coach Mo that made you want to come here then?
Yeah, so I feel like she's really like strong character, and the way that she like talked to me and the energy that I felt was really intense, and I was like, okay, that's the thing I want it like for the 4 years.
How would you describe yourself as a basketball player? What kind of player are you?
I would say I'm competitive. I have a lot of advantages that I can show on the court, and I feel like I'm a good organizer.
Talking at the half here with Jovana Spasovski. So what is Serbia like compared to Madison, Wisconsin? What do you think of the city?
Well, it's colder here. there's a really like cold weather. Even though in Serbia it gets cold, but not as cold as in Madison. I mean, I like it because it's like student city and I'm enjoying it right now.
Is there a lot of snow in Serbia or not?
There is.
So that's not surprising to you. It's just the cold.
Yeah, it's just so cold here.
You know it does get colder.
It'll
get much colder here.
Really?
Yeah. We'll wait to see. I want to get your opinion on that when that happens, okay? Yeah. So how old were you when you first started playing basketball?
Well, it was 2016, so I was 12. 12 years old.
Okay. Yeah. So if you weren't playing basketball, is there another sport that you'd be playing?
Yeah. So before basketball, I played volleyball and soccer. And then probably after my basketball career, I'll be back to soccer.
Well, what made you choose basketball then between volleyball and soccer?
So it was like I was practicing both like volleyball and basketball at the same time, and then the practices were at the same time, so I had to choose one. And then the basketball was like new sport, and then I was like, okay, let's go with basketball, and here we are, Madison.
So you've had your taste now of a few college basketball games in the United States and then a couple of Big Ten games as well. What are your impressions of the level of basketball you're playing?
Well, the intensity is really high. The speed of the game is high. I feel like we have really good like chemistry in the team, so we play good. And I'm so looking forward to see the Big Ten teams.
Pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to meet you too. All right,
that's Jovana Spasovski here at the half. Back after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime in Madison, it's 36-19 in Minnesota over Wisconsin. Let's take a look at the team numbers and how we got here. It was a huge start for Minnesota in the first. They scored the first 10 points of the game to lead 10-0. They led by as many as 21. Wisconsin didn't hit a field goal in that first quarter, and they led it 23-4 after the first 10 minutes. Second quarter, though, Wisconsin settled down and settled in. Outscored Minnesota 15-13 in the quarter. Ended up shooting 44% from the floor, held Minnesota to under 40, and a 6-0 run helped pull the Badgers to within 13 at 30-17. And right now at the half, it's Minnesota 36, Wisconsin 19. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. A little late, but hey, better late than never, right? 10 for an ID. This is Wisconsin women's basketball.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So looking at the numbers now, Minnesota at the half, 47% shooting, 14 of 30. The Badgers are at 25%, 7 out of 28. Minnesota has made 5 first half threes, 5 out of 12, 42%. Wisconsin 1 of 6 from the three-point arc. Free throw line, 4 of 4 for the Badgers, 3 of 8 for the Gophers. Minnesota winning the rebounding, 22 to 14, 4 to 1 on the offensive glass, and 5 to 2 in second chance points. A total of 6 assists for the Gophers, 3 total at the half for the Badgers as a team. Turnovers, 5 in the first half for Minnesota. They average the fewest turnovers per game of any Big Ten team this season. They've got 5 in the first half, average just over 9 per game. The Badgers have just 7 in the first half. Wisconsin is in the top half of the league, 6th in fewest turnovers per game at just under 14. But points off turnovers, 8-2. That's a plus 6 for the Gophers. Meanwhile, blocks 1 for Wisconsin, none for Minnesota. That block from Sarah Williams, steals 5-2 in favor of the Gophers. Take a break, come back, and look at the individual stats next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Tess Myers, shooting guard from Wisconsin women's basketball. We are geared up to take our game to the next level, and we want you on this journey with us. With the VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and Technical Educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine box? Boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Five in the second quarter. She's 2 of 4 from the field. 4 points from Ronnie Porter with 4 rebounds and 1 assist. Sarah Williams, 4 points, 6 rebounds at the break for the Badgers. Williams, 2 of 9, shooting from the field. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter between Wisconsin and Minnesota. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Back at the Kohl Center, border battle continues. Off to the third quarter we go with Wisconsin trailing Minnesota by a score of 36-19. John Oddie is with you courtside here at the Kohl Center. And the third quarter is here with Ronnie Porter handling the rock, pushing it off to Williams on the left side. Badgers on offense to start quarter number three. Myers, right side, lob inside. Williams tries the extra pass through traffic, looking for Stasovski, and it's knocked down and stolen by Minnesota. Battle rises for three in the corner. It's an air ball. It's loose. Who has it? Spasowski. Up the left sideline. She'll spin it midcourt. Guided over to Porter on the wing. To the corner. Myers. A three is in the air. And it's in for Tess Myers. First field goal of the game for Tess Myers. And it's a corner three, 36-22. I believe they gave her three on that one. We've got conflicting scores on the stats and the scoreboard here in the arena. We'll see what they do. Hart in the lane, working on Williams, blocked by Williams. Shot now knocked out of bounds as it rolls on the floor. Williams with her second block. One behind tying Cassie Rochelle for second place all time. 180 career stuffs now for Williams. Minnesota with it. McKinney working on Williams. Challenged by Williams. Coming up short with the shot. Rebounded by Porter. 36-22. Gophers. Wisconsin ball. Porter. Top of the arc. High pass caught by Leitzinger around the shoulders. Spins it back off to Porter. She'll catch. Drive to her right. Around to Spasovsky's screen. A pull up from 15 feet is no good. Rebound ripped down by Hart of Minnesota. McKinney in the front court for the Gophers, 13-1 this season. Badgers come in 10-3. McKinney driving, ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds on the baseline. It will stay with the Gophers. Gophers off to a 13-1 start. They're 1-1 in the Big Ten. The Badgers 10-3 and also 1-1 in the conference after a loss on Saturday at Indiana. It was Spasovsky stripping that ball from McKinney. But last touch, Spasovsky. That was close. McKinney fires inside. Grahulski high off the window. It's in. Quick shot there down low by Grace Grahulski. And the 5'10 sophomore puts two on the board for the Gophers. Lob inside. This is Williams right of the lane. So kick it out to Leitzinger. Now to the baseline. Spasovsky, baseline jumper off the mark. Grabbed by Minnesota. McKinney left of the lane. Kick it out to Battle. Porter will defend. Now Hart posting up. Catches. Double team. Hart goes up. Ball got slipped out of her hands, basically. Up into the air. Picked up by Porter. Finds Williams, who almost got away with something. Off to Myers on the left. Almost traveled, did Williams, as she held her pivot foot. The three by Myers is no good. As it bounces out of bounds. Minnesota ball. Kind of a wild sequence there. A lot of things going on. First of all, ball kind of squirted out of Hart's hand, went high, straight up into the air. And Porter got it to Williams, and Williams stopped on a dime but kept her pivot foot down. It was really close. Didn't drag it. And Myers' three was missed. Here's a three missed by Stewart, just left of the wheel. Chased down by Porter. Push up the right sideline. Here's Myers. Has it right of the lane, brings it back out with the dribble. Now finds Williams. Double team immediately on Sarah. And they're going to say it's out of bounds, but last touch by Minnesota. Williams kind of collected it on the floor, but the whistle had sounded and called it out off Minnesota. Douglas catches the inbounds, bounces to the corner. It's Porter, right corner. 7:13 to play in the third, 38-22 Minnesota. Porter finds Williams, head of the key, hard bounce in the paint. Douglas finds Porter, got by the defense, layup up and in. Porter sneaking around down low. 2 points for Ronnie and the Badgers. McKinney, left baseline. Stewart, open. Three is good. Nothing but net for Annika Stewart, who had all sorts of time out on the left wing. She's a 47% three-point shooter, and you leave her alone. That was easy for her. 6:37 to go, third quarter. 41-24, Gophers. Williams, left lane line for the Badgers, looking for Douglas' right block. It's intercepted by McKinney. Transition up ahead. The pass caught by Heyer. The drive by Heyer. The shot is missed by Heyer, but a foul against Leitzinger. 17-point lead for Minnesota. McCray comes into the game now for Wisconsin for Williams. Myers comes out. She has a three this quarter. Lily Cron comes in. Cron out of Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, hit 2 3-pointers in the Badgers' loss at Bloomington. So maybe take Myers out. Cron can fill that role very well. Heyer makes the free throw. 64% free throw shooter. She makes the next. Minnesota 24. We're in the third quarter. 6:18 to play in the third. Wisconsin ball around a double screen. It's Porter. McKinney chases. Throwing back to her right. Douglas then reverses it. Now it's Cron coming in. Cron kicking out. Porter. Three. Left side. Rolls off the rim. McCray. Offensive rebound. One dribble and a foul called before any shot went up. Foul called against the Gophers. It is the first team foul. It's called against Heyer. It's her second. Wisconsin and Minnesota each 2 of 6 from the floor to start the third. Porter gets it to Leitzinger. Off the inbounds, then Douglas catches looking for McCray. Her bounce pass bounces out of bounds. Turnover number 10 today for Wisconsin. Gophers are +8 in points off turnovers. Here's Battle on Porter, high left side. Dribbles all the way to the right half of the court and gets it to Grahalski, who kicks out to Stewart, and a travel before her move and a turnover by Minnesota. That's the 7th turnover now for the Gophers. I mentioned one of the best, the best at holding on to the basketball in the Big Ten, Minnesota. Just over 9 turnovers per game. Williams comes back in for McCray. Leitzinger comes out. Spasovsky comes back into the game for the Badgers. There's a junior point guard from St. Paul, Minnesota. It's Ronnie Porter. Look inside. Caught by Williams. Left hand finishes good around the rim. Williams up to 6 points now. It's her third field goal of the game. She's 3 of 10. Stewart, right baseline. Skip it to McKinney on the left. A shot over Spasovsky. A touch too strong. Porter crashing the defensive glass has it. Now she'll run to the front court with the basketball. Lily Cron in the back court on her knees. And she
is
trying to work her way up. There's a timeout on the court. Cron can't stand up. Timeout on the court with 5:12 to play in the third quarter. It's Minnesota 43, Wisconsin 26. And we'll be back after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it. Times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
And back at the Kohl Center, John Audius with you. A little confused there on the break. Sorry about that. But I thought they had taken the under five. Obviously, it wasn't under five, but I know they have some discretion to do so. They came back to play. It was a three-pointer missed by Tess Myers. And it went out of bounds, so it will be Minnesota basketball. And now we have our timeout on the floor. But while we have a moment, I'll remind you that today's game is brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. That's spelled R-O-E-H-L. And a reminder as well to Badger basketball fans, get ready for family fun at the Kids Takeover game. It's coming up on January 11th when the Badgers face Maryland at 1:30 p.m. Select young fans will have the opportunity to shadow game day staff and be part of the experience. I know it's Girl Scout Day as well, so bring a Girl Scout out. Special Girl Scout patches available too. And the Buckeyes buddies will have exclusive access to some T-shirts too. So we can't wait to see you out at the Kohl Center Saturday, January 11th. At 1:30 p.m. Wisconsin versus Maryland. All right, let's reset what we got going on here. It is Minnesota trying to snap a four-game losing streak to the Badgers. Wisconsin has won the last four in this series, but right now it's all Minnesota by 17, 43-26. The Gophers are shooting 43% from the floor. The Badgers are shooting 28% from the field. Minnesota in this quarter, 29%, while the Badgers are shooting 37%. So it's really been just the first, well, it's been a couple of things. The start, 10-0 at the very start of the game for Minnesota. But after that first quarter, it was just a big, big lead at 23-4. So Wisconsin had a huge hole to dig out of 19 points. And they've been pretty good since then. Second quarter saw the Badgers outscore the Gophers by two, and now both teams with 7 points in quarter number three. So here we go, following the timeout on the floor, it's Minnesota basketball. Grahalski grabs and has it outside right. Spasovsky will defend. Grahalski left-hand dribble to the top of the key and flips a pass over to McKinney. Right half of the court, McKinney on Williams. Lowers her shoulder into Sarah, picks up her dribble. Williams all over. Shot clock at eight. Grahalski catches. Mid-post right in the lane on Spasovsky. Up off the window. Too strong. Ripped down by Williams. Rebound number seven today for Sarah. Spasovsky left corner for the Badgers, who trail it 43-26. Finds Williams. Shoved in the back. No call. Kick out Porter. She's open. Three in the air. No good off the left side of the rim. Ball tipped off the hands of Williams. And a whistle stops play and a foul called against the Gophers. Sarah Williams, 6 points and seven rebounds for the Badgers. She has 9 double-doubles this season, Williams does. She has 31 in her Wisconsin career. That is third all-time for the Badgers in most career double-doubles. Williams also on a streak here of double-figure scoring as she has the pass and lost it on the left block. Turnover. Minnesota front court, 3:45 to play, third quarter, 43-26 Gophers. Here's Battle around a screen, blocked by Williams, and she has it in transition. Bouncing for Porter, got it bounced right back into the hands of Williams. That is her third block of the game, and Williams has now tied Cassie Rochelle for the second most blocks in school history. Here's Porter attacking the rim, flips it up. Ooh, it did not fall. Hits the right side of the rim, left side of the rim, and off no good, but a foul. So Sarah Williams and the Badgers will be at the free throw line. Well, Williams made the play. It'll be Ronnie Porter, I should say, at the free throw line. But for Williams, that's her third block. 8 rebounds, 6 points. And Porter at the free throw line now. Good. Back to Williams. 5 straight games scoring in double figures. And she's also riding a stretch of 4 straight double-doubles. Has some work to do offensively if she wants to get to a double-double in double figures today, but lots of time left. Free throw is good. So the second free throw by Porter falls, and it's a 43-28 score. Minnesota has the lead and has the basketball, up by 15. Badgers just trying to chip away as best as they can. Porter, by the way, 8 points, 7 rebounds for Wisconsin. Down low, hard over McCray, high off the window, right hand, hook is in. 3 minutes to play in the third. Badgers, front court, it's Leitzinger. 45-28 Minnesota. Masovsky dribbles to her right, throws it over to Douglas on the right wing. Douglas on the floor, working on the freshman McKinney. Alley has it, double dribble. Turnover, Wisconsin. The Badgers have gone on a scoreless drought. They haven't had a field goal, rather. Not scoreless drought, they scored at the free throw line, but no field goals in the last 2 minutes and 53 seconds, and now it's Minnesota basketball. 2:35 to go in the third. 45-28 Gophers. McKinney, top of the arc. Over to the left, it's Hart near the elbow. Hart pulls the trigger on a jumper, no. Baseline rebound, Myers. Wisconsin ball, Myers cuts to the middle of the court, brings it into the front court, and now it finds Jimenez. Sarah Williams getting set to check in for the Badgers. Jimenez fires it out to Leitzinger on the arc. Left arc, it's Leitzinger. On the floor, right hand, switches to the left, goes to the baseline, bumped out of bounds by Hart, and a foul. Foul against Minnesota. Zero field goals for the Badgers now in the last 3.5 minutes as Williams comes back in for McCray. Carter McCray, 0 of 3 from the floor. 0 points. She has 6 straight games in double figures. Not sure if she's going to be able to keep that going. Jimenez. Around a wedge screen to the right side. Shot clock's at 9. Finds Douglas. Spins it off to the left and Leitzinger. Now catching Williams. Mid post left. She's double teamed. She'll fight through that. Up with the left hand. And a travel. Travel called, and it'll be Minnesota ball. Here's Hart. Down low. Got Leitzinger in the air. Got the bucket. And was fouled. So Sophie Hart to the free throw line, 52% free throw shooter. Minnesota 5 of 10 as a team. Free throw is no good. Douglas grabs it. Here comes Wisconsin. Porter runs it into the front court. Pushes it over to Leitzinger. Left baseline, picks up her dribble. Now is trying to find somewhere to go. Porter hoops it inside to Williams. Back out, Leitzinger. Driving left baseline. Picked up by Williams. Williams missed it. Got it back, put it up and in. 8 points now for Williams. Wisconsin trails by 17 with 1:05 to play in the third. McKinney, top of the arc. Gets a screen by Hart, runs all the way to the rim, and the driving layup is in. McKinney now has 7 points, 3 of 7 shooting. Here's Ronnie Porter for the Badgers. Badger Jr. from St. Paul, Minnesota, has a top of the arc screen by Williams. Jumper up for three, no good. Rebounded by Heyer and the Gophers. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Heyer outside left. Finds McKinney in the corner. Drives to the left elbow, stops on a dime. Fires the jumper, no good. Picked up Porter. Here comes Ronnie and company. 20 seconds to go in the third. 49-30 Minnesota. Badger's going to let this clock tick away and wait for the final shot of the quarter. Porter. Between the circles. Down to 4 seconds to play in the third. Hard screen Myers. Porter still with it in her hands. Puts up a shot right of the lane. It's short at the buzzer. And the third quarter is done here at the Kohl Center. And Minnesota has extended its lead by two more. It's a 19-point Gophers lead as we head to the final 10 minutes of this one. 49-30, Gophers over the Badgers. We'll take a break and come back with the fourth quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in the generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
.49-30 Minnesota leads Wisconsin here after three quarters in this Big Ten matchup at the Kohl Center. Both teams looking for win number two of the Big Ten season. It's time for today's ATC Smart Play of the Game. Let's go to the last quarter where Sarah Williams got it done on the defensive side of the floor. And in doing so, that's her name a little bit closer to the top spot in career blocks. Here's Battle around a screen, blocked by Williams, and she has it in transition. Bouncing for Porter, got it bounced right back into the hands of Williams. That is her third block of the game, and Williams has now tied Cassie Rochelle for the second most blocks in school history. That's our ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. 9:55 and counting. Fourth quarter underway. Minnesota lead, Minnesota ball. It's Battle outside left, defended tightly by Douglas. Finds Grahalski. Gives it right back to Battle. Drives left baseline. Porter knocked it away, but on the baseline and out of bounds. Porter trying to swipe that one from the hands of Minnesota. Heyer will inbound to McKinney on the left wing. It's Leitzinger for Wisconsin defending. Screen, McKinney has it looking. Now pivoting out to Heyer. A rainbow three is missed over Douglas. Rebounded by Myers. Zips it out to Porter. Porter moves into the front court. Return to Myers. Now high post is caught by Williams. Defended by Hart. Kicks out to the corner. It's Douglas with a ball fake and a drive. Here's Halley sneaking through the defense and scoring down low on the left. 8 points for Douglas. Grad student for the Badgers, playing in her fifth season at Wisconsin. 9:05 and counting to go. In this game, it's a 17-point Minnesota lead. To the corner. Porter defending Battle. Douglas away from the basketball, kind of felt like maybe she was bumped into. What's the call? So Williams will actually be called for a foul. And that'll be the third against Williams. And it is team foul number one against the Badgers. Just underway in the fourth. McKinney bouncing for Hart over Williams. Good. Right shoulder turn, left hand finish. That's Hart, who leads leads Minnesota in scoring with 11 points today. Leitzinger to Williams. Williams spinning in the lane. Tough shot off the window. It's going to fall. What a move from Sarah Williams. Fighting for that one. And Williams gets it to go. 51-34, Minnesota. Williams has reached double figures. So that's for Sarah. The sixth straight game she's gotten double figures. Now just needs one more rebound for another double-double. Here's a shot missed by Battle. Rebound put up by Hart. That's missed two. Picked up by Wisconsin. Douglas all the way to Leitzinger down low. Out to Myers in the corner. And the three ball is in. Leitzinger to Myers. Three-pointer good. 51-37. Minnesota clinging to the lead with 7:42 to go in this one. Badgers battling down by 14. 10 on the shot clock. Grohalski from the right wing, angling in. And a double dribble called. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. Badger is off to a 7. Outscoring Minnesota 7-2 in this fourth quarter. And right now, it's down to 14. They've trailed by as many as 23 in the game. That came early second quarter. Porter, outside left. Wisconsin could sure use a basket here. A cut to the rim. Porter finds Leitzinger, and Leitzinger lays it up and in. What a cut by Nat. And Porter with the vision. And now a timeout by Minnesota. This crowd at the Kohl Center starting to get loud now. 7:02 to go in this one. Minnesota 51, Wisconsin on a 7-0 run. 39, it's 51-39 Minnesota. Back after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
51-39, Minnesota on top of Wisconsin here at the Kohl Center. John Audi is with you, but the Badgers are on a 7-0 run right now. And Wisconsin has cut that lead down to 12. Badgers in the quarter, outscoring the Gophers 9-2. Wisconsin is a perfect 4-of-4 from the field in the quarter. And Minnesota is just 1-of-4. So we'll see how much more the Badgers have left in the tank. They've, you know, I said this earlier in the broadcast, lots of time left. You know, if you're going to get behind early, I guess getting behind big early is the way to go, because then you have more time to try to make that comeback. And that's exactly what's happened here. But the run here by the Badgers, a jumper by Williams, a three by Tess Myers, and then Natalie Leitzinger cut to the rim and got right by the defense for an easy lay-in. And it's a 7-0 run over the last 90 seconds. Now the Badgers trying to keep chipping away. 7 minutes to go. Still a lot of time. Following the timeout, McKinney to Stewart. She's fouled by Myers. It's a good foul. Myers reaching in and stopping the shot by Stewart. Otherwise, I think she had an uncontested lay-in. Now make her work at the free throw line, where Annika Stewart is 67% at the line. Transfer from Nebraska, but she's from the state of Minnesota. Stewart, that one's in. All right, that stops a 7-0 run. Here's the next one, and that one's in. So two at the line. Two at the line for Wisconsin, but that was a good 7-0 run. Got it down to 12. Now the Badgers have it with Leitzinger. Over to Douglas on the left. Mid post on the left. It's caught by Williams, working on Stewart. Williams kicked it out to the corner. Leitzinger for three in the right corner. No good. That would have been big. Rebound, Minnesota. It's Battle moving into the front court. To Grahalski. Looked like she wanted to step into a three. Instead, looks for higher, and another reach in now by Tess Myers. Second for her, third team foul against Wisconsin. 6:25 to go in the game. Badgers have won the last four in this series against Minnesota. Haven't lost to the Gophers since the 21-22 season. McKinney, defended by Porter. Kick to Battle on the left side, working on Douglas. Pull up left baseline is in. Battle, double figures. The third Gopher to reach double figures today. Balanced attack, 11 for Hart, 11 for Battle, 10 for Grahalski. After that, it's 9 for Heyer. They have two players with 7 points. Badgers basketball. Myers loops it inside. It's Williams kicking it out to Porter. Ball fake, driving right baseline on Grahalski, kicking to the left corner. A rainbow three for Myers is no good. Ball is loose on the floor, gets kicked out of bounds. It's off of Minnesota. .544 to play in this game, 55-39. The Gophers. Douglas catches to Porter in the corner. Williams catches down, turn around, left of the lane is in. 12 points now for Sarah Williams. She's the fourth leading scorer in the Big Ten Conference at just under 20 points per game this season, 19 and a half. And now the other side. It's in by Minnesota. Battle for two. 57-41. Here's Williams, defended by Stewart, out near the arc on the left side. Gives it up to Leitzinger. Here's Nat, over to Douglas, 5 minutes to go in this game. Hand off Porter, ball's knocked free and grabbed by Stewart. Minnesota ball, Battle attacking down low. Kicking it out higher, a three in the right corner, no good. Williams has the double-double. Sarah Williams hauls in the rebound for Wisconsin. Her 10th double-double of the season. Her team, though, down by 16, 4.5 to go. Williams, ball fake, spinning, Big Ten logo, jumper in. Williams starting to take over. We'll see if the Badgers have enough time, though. 57-43, Minnesota. 4:23 to go in this game. Battle on the right arc. Battle changing gears, going into the lane with a drive and a foul called. Foul against Hallie Douglas. It'll be Minnesota basketball after this timeout on the floor. 4:17 to go in this one. Minnesota 57, Wisconsin 43. Do the Badgers have enough time left? We'll find out. 4:17 to go on this one. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Four minutes, 17 seconds to go in this game. John Audius with you, courtside at the Kohl Center in Madison as the Badgers trail the Gophers 57-43. Minnesota has never trailed in this game. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
57-43, Minnesota leads Wisconsin, but the Badgers have outscored the Gophers 13-8 in the fourth quarter. But still, a very large lead for the Gophers right now. It's at 14 points. Only Wisconsin Badger in double figures.